Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Hi, Pete. This is Jeannie calling at Dunkin' Dogs.
Hey, Jeannie. I just saw that quote you sent over.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm taking a look at it right now, actually. Pulled it up. It looked like it said there was two trucks, but I'm just seeing one.
Well, there he is. There's two. I sent you the one. They're both about the same price. One is diesel, one is not. So I think I'm going to try the diesel one. But they're both about the same price. I think that one might even be $1,000 more. So it's between one of the two.
Did the one you sent me, is this the diesel one? Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So, like I said, they're both real comparable. The other one only has 47,000 miles on it, and I think it's a year older, but it's a gas engine, so I don't know how they price. I know diesels are more expensive because they last longer, but...
Yeah, but this has 102,000 miles on it?
Yes.
Okay, so that's significantly higher. Whatever you want to do, I'll put this one in for now. If they're the same price, that we'll be able to get the approval for the amount, and then, from there...
Yeah, or even, anywhere near that amount, and then,
you'll find something that works perfect. And, is this 24,000 with tax? I'm assuming it's without tax, right?
It's probably without. They're in Arizona, so I don't know how.
So would
that
you
works.
Have it shipped, or would you go out and get it yourself?
I would go get it.
Okay, perfect.
They're just in Phoenix. I would just drive and get it.
Yeah, so if you drove it off the lot, I believe you'd be paying Arizona tax.
Okay. That's probably cheaper than our tax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trust me. I had a situation with somebody last week that was going to get something from Arizona, but they were from Oregon, so they didn't have sales tax, so they were all pissed off that, that they had to pay tax for, the first time. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, it is expensive to transfer it over. But, okay, so if I do this through you guys, if I need that other capital, is it going to affect that?
No, not at all. Two separate deals.
Okay.
I actually did grab some numbers for you as far as the 20K and the 15K.
Okay.
It's about the same price as far as cost of funds go, but yeah, I guess for daily payments and your budget, it would be cheaper. The 15K would be 15 grand, and the daily payments would be $110.72. And then right around there.
Okay.
Total payback on that's like 23,000. So that's very similar to the other one. And the $20,000 one.
Really, the other one's like 33,000. I mean, the percentage might be, but I mean, I'm paying like almost $20,000 for 33.
Well, I think the 15,000 or you want to hear 20,000? The 20,000 one's the 20,000 original amount, 31,000 payback. Daily payment $147.62.
Well, that's more doable.
Do you want to do 20? I can draft documents for 20,000.
Well, that's what I'm going to be thinking, but I mean, until I get the approval from this spot
truck.
Yeah. Well, no, that would be for.
Oh, for
store.
This. Okay, I see.
Until I get that approval, I kind of am putting that on hold. Because I don't want to get 20,000 if I don't need 20,000.
Mm-hmm.
Then I might only get 10, I mean...
Yeah, I can run the numbers for whatever you want.
The difference for if you guys don't fund the van, So I'm kind of in limbo a little bit with the other money, but I have decided, regardless of what that does, I do want to get a van.
Okay, let's do this then.
So say you guys only approve me for, 15 or 20 on the van, then I might get
the
capital. Yeah, for the...
I mean, I'm going to pull your file up real quick so I can see. I believe you had credit was you know, not the best, but it would it'd be manageable as far as equipment. Yeah, it's 633. So anything over 600, we can get the equipment deal done usually. And you have some good revenues, and it should be pretty easy to get, you know, the 24,000, especially because, you know, they approved you for 33,000 for working capital. Pretty sure that means that on an equipment deal, you'd probably get just around, you know, 20 to 30. So what we'll do, game plan, we'll get this truck or van approved, and then we'll do that. And then separately on the side, once you decide you want to do any capital, they believe it, you approved for, $33,800. So basically anything under that amount, I can draft documents. You know, you 20, 25, 15, 10, we'll make it work.
Okay.
And that will be its whole separate deal. So I'll have this submitted today. I'll have this submitted today for you, and hopefully we can get some feedback by tomorrow, and we'll proceed with this van and get that off.
Is it typically easier or harder to get approved for equipment?
Equipment's typically easier if you have the credit. So, you know, you're right on the border. 600's pretty much the threshold, but it's not like this is a $150,000 piece of equipment. It's a van. You have 633. You know, from my past experience, we'll make this work. Just because also, like, it being a van, it's something very easy for us to, you know, not only quote and repossess. Yeah, exactly. No, you hit the nail right on the head. It's not like this is some, like, weird piece of machinery for like a dairy farm or something odd. It's a work van, you know, at the end of the day, like,
yeah, if you take it back, you'd definitely sell it, believe me. That's why she had two of them, and I've been, you know, looking at it. It's like, oh, they're both gone. Well, this is what they do for a living, but I had my eye on actually one, and it sold, and then I said, okay, well, I like this other one. I called her yesterday. Well, it's gone. And she goes, I said, well, so you don't, the only one she had left, I had 176,000 miles on it. I said, I don't want that high of miles, even if they do go through.
Yeah, no, that's too much.
And she said, well, I'm getting two new ones in, and she sent me the pics, so they're not even on her website. So I thought, well, I better get on this. Now, the other one, I mean, if the mileage is an issue, which it shouldn't be, but if it is, the other one only has 47,000 miles on it. And I wouldn't be opposed to that one either if it helps.
Yeah, of course. This, you know, I should be able to get this done pretty easy because it's basically like you're going to the car dealer and getting financing almost. So it's a lot simpler than, per se, you know, they have to do all that, the algorithms for the working capital, or if you were getting some kind of machinery that wasn't so just average.
Right.
Like, this is just a van. It should be very simple deal. No problem.
Well, and it is fully converted. So it's got, like, the conversion itself costs $14,000.
What does that mean, fully converted?
So it's converted as a mobile grooming van. So it's got everything in it. It's got the tub, the tables, the generators. It's got everything in it.
Oh, that's great.
If you go to their website, gomobileconversions.com, their trucks or vans are all on there, and it says everything that's in there. They've got, you know, the pumps, the everything. So it's a business on wheels. It's not just a van.
Do they do that for all different types of businesses? It's not just, obviously, like a dog
grooming. Well, they do it for any mobile. Like, they'll do vets. They convert vets. They convert, like, massage. On their website, it has four different occupations that they convert. So this is for, it would be for grooming. And if you look on it, they'll say what is in the, what they have done to the van to convert them to be a mobile grooming. So it's, you know, it's a business on wheels. You take it around to people's houses and you groom the dogs in the van.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know it came
very,
pretty equipped.
Very,
yeah.
it's a very, very it's not up and coming. It's been around for a long time, but it's getting more and more popular. So that's why I wanna do it.
People are spending more on their pets these days. I read something or saw something on CNBC the other day that, you know, in the last 10 years, it's gotten like to where it's like people spend like 50 to like 100% more money.
Oh,
on
I know.
They're replacing the child.
I know. Believe me, I see it every day. Well, I do the same thing with my dogs, but.
Yeah, that's what my plan is. I mean, get some dogs.
But mobile grooming is, you know, you go to them instead of them coming to you, and you charge more. So say a poodle at the shop is 50 in a van, it's going to be more like 75.
Okay. So, and is your overhead a lot cheaper?
My overhead is my car payment, my van payment, and shampoo. That's my overhead and gas.
Yeah, like, I mean, let's say it costs 26 with tax, like 26,000. Yeah, if you're getting a 48 month, even that's not too long of a term. It's like without any interest, that's like 541. If you're looking at 26,000 over 5 years, you know, 433, no interest. So, I mean, you budget for something around 500. You know, a little bit over and change, maybe a little bit less, but just around there, I'd say.
Yeah, which is literally one day in a grooming van. It's $5.
And the rest pays for itself. So
right. It's a very, very profitable business. So, and I already have the business to build from. You know, I already have my website, so I'm just going to add mobile grooming to it. And
Are you going to put something maybe where they can just schedule it online and it'll just pop up for you? And
yeah. Well, my son, somebody. He used to work for Aussie Pet. He did mobile grooming for them, so he knows how to do all that stuff. Because he'll be the one pretty much, you know, grooming and stuff. Or he's a groomer. So, and then if I get this other store, then I have the place in the back of the store, and I can just leave the van and, you know, do grooming out of there too. So, I'm not, you know, I just need to get the van. But basically, is you need to know what is in it. Because I asked them, I said, how much, if I went and bought a bus myself, how much do you guys charge to convert? And they said, like, $14,000.
It's not even worth to get your own and then have them, you know, you're just going to, I got you.
But, if you go to their website, it will say all the equipment that they have put in these trucks. And so they're ready to go as a business. It's not just a truck. They're converted already. So you might want to...
No, definitely put that in my notes that it's not obviously just a truck. And then
it's a grooming business on wheels.
Perfect. All right, yeah, you should, you know, if I get this in today, hopefully I can have some feedback. And like I said, the equipment goes through a little bit easier than the capital stuff. And you got that 633 credit.
I thought he told me that the equipment was a little bit harder, but maybe he just wanted me to get that other loan. I don't know.
I mean, it depends. Like, equipment's working capital for the approvals basically is easier just because we basically can approve anybody with a credit score and some revenue in a business. Now, the rates on those tend to be a lot higher just because those people would have got declined by a bank. And they would come to us and, you know, we're not going to decline you, but it's not going to be pretty. See what I'm saying? So, like, equipment's harder to get the actual approval for because you do have, it's a hard 600 threshold. Like, you have below 600, you're not getting equipment. It's just, that's the way it is. So, a lot of our customers are in that position. So, that's why I'm saying it's easier to get the approval for the working capital. But if you have good credit, it's easier to just get the equipment done and it's a lot cheaper. You don't really have any pushback on price. You know, we're extremely competitive in that department.
Okay.
Like, you know, you're not going to get a cheaper rate anywhere else for the equipment.
Okay, and my credit score is okay, so I think
yeah, you should be fine. Yeah, you got 633, which, you know, that like I said, the threshold's about 600, so you should be good there.
Okay. All right, well.
All right, Jeannie. Let's make it happen.
We'll see what happens.
Of course. Yeah, all I gotta tell my friends to come visit. Yeah, they got a giant husky Malamute mix. So they always they're always getting them cleaned up. All right, all right. Take care, Jeannie. I'll keep
you
updated. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.